Hello and welcome to another episode of Scariest Stories. So today's title is Holder of Light. Let me begin. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, close your eyes and ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Light. You will be guided to a single door leading to a long, winding hallway. You will be told to open your eyes. The hallway will be complete darkness, narrow enough only for you to feel the walls and navigate yourself forward. If at any moment along the way the lights should come on, shut your eyes immediately and quickly make your way back to the door you came in. If your eyes stay open for more than a second, what you will see will force you to instinctively tear them out. If the lights stay off, however, you will make your way to the end of the hall and another door. If there is a light from under the door, leave immediately. What you came for is not there. If there is no light from under the door, carefully turn the handle and enter. The room will be completely dark, aside from the lone candle in the center. What little light it brings reveals an outline of a cloak hovered over it. The man underneath the cloak is completely still. If you see anything, the man will tear out your eyes and devour your soul, and you will be forced to take his place under the cloak for the rest of eternity. There is only one question that the man will respond to. What can protect us from them? If you proceed to ask this question, a piercing scream will ring out from the candle and a series of lights will illuminate the room, revealing the images of the most horrifying thoughts, fantasies, and memories from all consciousness throughout history. Most people cannot handle this event and will go insane or die instantly. However, if you should somehow manage to survive this, the man in the center of the room will rise slowly and put his hands to your head. You will be forced to look at his face. His face appears young, with the exception of two large cavities where his eyes once were. At this point, you must not look away or you will be forever forgotten in time. He will then open your hand and place a small round object into your right hand. You will be left feeling no pain, but the horrifying images will be burned into your memory for all eternity. The eye you hold in your hand is object 5 of 538. The awakening has begun. They must not be brought together.